West Nile virus has proven to be a killer among other bird species like blue jays and crows. Humans and horses can also be affected by the virus. The virus is moved by mosquitoes looking for a blood meal to lay eggs. DNR ecologist Mark Witeka says there is no evidence to confirm that West Nile virus or any other factor is having population-level impacts on ruffed grouse in Wisconsin. He says this sample size is too small to be statistically accurate.
Really, no conclusions could be drawn. Really, what this confirms is just that ruffed grouse in Wisconsin have been exposed to West Nile virus, which really I don't think will come as much of a shock to a lot of folks. It's been detected in ruffed grouse populations in both Minnesota and Michigan in the past, as well as some of the eastern populations as well.
Ruffed grouse populations are known to rise and fall over 9 to 11 year cycles, so declines are not unexpected, though the recent decline occurred before the cycle would typically predict. Witeka says the public should continue to monitor for sick or dead birds, and if one is spotted, to contact the local DNR wildlife staff. He says the public can help the birds in another way.
One study was done that found that West Nile virus appeared to potentially be impacting populations specifically in areas where there was poor quality habitat. And so what that would suggest is that by focusing on higher quality habitat, you might be able to mitigate some of the effects and impacts of disease.
DNR staff distributed 500 self-sampling kits to grouse hunters statewide with assistance from the Ruffed Grouse Society and the Wisconsin Conservation Congress as part of a multi-year regional study with Minnesota and Michigan. Ruffed grouse are a short-lived species with only 30% of the average adult population surviving year to year. Ken Krall, WXPR News.